Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aietes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aietes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Ilcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Peleus was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Ilcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion, and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glock's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line, ran mad for you, after you to Ilcus Peleus's palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure, killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes. The father I betrayed to go with you, to Peleus's daughters. They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you. Hurt those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband! Lucky woman! You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here she's wedding present to himself, rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats.
Well, my name is Kitty Ann Mackenzie, or Kitty Anna Cunnich in Gaelic, or in Harris I used to be called Kitty Anna Yan Vor na Topic. I was brought up in the village of Horgabust on the west coast of the island of Harris in the Western Isles, and I have to say that it's renowned for its spectacular miles of clean, unspoilt beaches, and many's a happy day I spent on that Horgabust beach. And across from there was the sound of Tarnsay overlooking the island of Tarnsay, which was made famous in the year 2000 when it became the BBC reality television series Castaway. And wow, were we not taken with Ben Fogle. We used to go down to the beach to meet them when they used to come over from the island. Well, actually, the last day, they weren't allowed to come for the rest of the year. And what was interesting at the time was the island of Tarensee was actually owned, privately owned, by my father at the time. I am married with two grown-up children. Ailey is a nurse and she's married in Glasgow and she's got two small children herself now. Seamus is 4 and Ailey is 18 months. And I had the pleasure of seeing them just a couple of weeks ago when my son Alistair got married in Glasgow, and I was the proud mother of the groom, and a very enjoyable day was had.